Welcome to Who Sing It Better, the show where contestants sing 30 seconds of the same song and a panel of three judges critique and rank the singers. This is a short commitment singing competition and you can sign up for it on Voice Hollywood's forum. I'd like to say welcome back to all the listeners, and this is episode 4. Thankfully, I was able to get almost all of the contestants who signed up for the episode previously, back in December. That didn't come up because I was busy with the Christmas musical, and then after that, life just kind of got hectic. But hey, I'm back, getting to the swing of things. So, for this episode, we only have 6 singers this time because Gildragon dropped. So, tonight our contenders are Zayn, Megadizzy, Dylan Collins, Valkyrie Celeste, and Maddie. Everyone except for Maddie has sung on the show, so welcome, Maddie. You're not going to be a Who Sing It virgin anymore. And we have some returning judges for the panel as well, so let's go ahead and introduce them.
Hello everyone, I'm Princess Clary. A lot of you may currently know me as the one of the judges on Perform It, my first judging experience, apart from I did do Who Sang It Better last time as well on one round. And yeah, I take part in not all of the competitions, but quite a few of the competitions. I've done Rockstar, I'm currently in the final of Love Me, I'm doing the Happiest Competition on Earth, and I'm also, well, I've done Sing It, and I'm also producing The X Factor this year, so go audition. I really, really would like your auditions. It's going to be great. I've not won anything yet, which, you know, I'm going to rectify that soon. My musical background, well, I am currently the leader of the school choir. No, I'm not a student, I'm a teacher. I teach drama as well, so that's sort of a bit of performance experience. And I currently go to local pubs and clubs and sort of lend myself out to the public and get paid to sing, which is always good. I guess that's it.
Hey, this is Beloved Star, or Cherie is my real name. My musical background is basically, well, I've been singing since I was 4. It's when I had my first recording. I've been in numerous high school, middle school, college choirs, state choirs, regional choirs, lots of choirs. A couple of musicals. I play piano, guitar, violin, viola. I'm trying to learn the bass, but not quite there yet. I'm currently a part of a mixed vocal group locally. We sing around California, not too far out of our local range, but you know. It's cool. VH shows. I have participated and won Sing It Season 8 and Cover It. I'm currently participating in Lone Star, and I was participating in the radio before I got sick. I was a judge on Sing It Season 9. I am currently judging my first show, One Voice, and I have a couple other projects in the works. I don't know if I'm supposed to say or not, so I won't. I'm also judging Love Me, which is coming to a close. And I think that's about it. If I've forgotten something, I'm really sorry. But yeah, that's my musical background experiences. So I'm looking forward to judging this round.
Hi, it's Rochelle Euler. I am super excited to be here to judge Who Sang It Better. My musical background is I took voice lessons for about 6 years in high school, and I did chorus for the majority of high school. I most recently won AX Idol 2011 for singing. And for VH, I'm a judge on Lone Star, Pop Star, Rock Star, as well as a coach on Best of the Rest, the winning team. And I won Sing It 9, and I've been on Sing It a couple times, as well as Perform It and HCOE. So I've been in a lot of things. Yeah, so I think that's pretty much about me.
Thank you, Rochelle. I tricked you guys. I said we had some returning judges for the show, but not all of them were returning. This is Beloved's first time judging Who Sang It, so I'm very excited to have her on the show. And if you guys were a real live audience, I'd ask you to give them a round of applause right now. You should go ahead and do that. Did you do it? Great. You were the only one clapping wherever you are, and I hope people were looking. Just kidding. Anyways, I hope that tonight will be a great show. Our featured song for the returning episode is Don't Stop Believing by Journey. Are you guys ready? I sure am. Let's start with Maddie, who was the most excited about the song choice.
Singer in a smoky room, the smell of wine and cheap perfume, for a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on. Strangers waiting up and down the boulevard, their shadows searching.
Great job, Maddie. You sounded really, really kick-ass. Though my favorite thing from you is always, always going to be that Britney Spears cover of Toxic that you did for Cover It. Anyways, let's see what the judges have to say, starting off with Rochelle.
Maddie. Okay, I thought you sang this awesomely. I loved your little improv. Like, sometimes I think you do a lot of, like, you take a lot of liberties with your music, and I thought you did the, like, perfect amount on this one. I felt like you really captured the song and, like, made it your own. I wanted a bit more passion behind what you were singing. But other than that, I really enjoyed what you did with this, and I think you sang really awesomely on this. This is your style music, and you know that, and you rock it all the time.
Hey, Maddie. It's kind of spelled Maddie, but maybe it's supposed to be Maddie. I don't really know. I thought that this had really good energy, but I think that you were a bit too loud for the music in places. Actually, in all of it. but yeah, I thought it was quite good. Although I'm not really sure how I feel about the artistic license that you took by making it different. It definitely made it your own, although I'm not quite sure how I felt about them, about those parts. But overall, it was a good performance.
Maddie, I really love your voice on these types of songs. You just have a really good tone for this style of music. I thought your intonation on a couple notes was a bit off. You hit the right notes, but you pushed it out in such a way that it clashed a tiny bit. But I thought you had really nice energy, and again, I really like your voice for this type of song. My only note really was the small intonation problem, so really good job.
Okay, well, the next person that is up is a person that sent theirs second. Yeah, because, you know, that's how most shows usually work. And that would be Dizzy. God, I hope you guys didn't hear my clicks.
Smoking.
smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile, they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on. Strangers waiting up and down the boulevard, their shadows searching in the night.
Dizzy, wherever you are, I miss you. Okay. Kidding, but let's see what the judges have to say about your 30-second submission. Starting with Beloved.
Okay, Dizzy. I thought this song overall was a little bit too high for you. A lot of the top notes were a little bit flat because you were approaching them from the bottom instead of the top. I thought your tone was nice for the song and your energy was okay. But I'm not sure this really did it for me.
Okay, Dizzy. Let's see. I felt like this was kind of in a weird place in your range. It sounded really strainy. Like, not so much towards the end of it, but like the verse and then like boulevard part sounded like you were really stretching for it. I really loved your emotion. You had really, really great emotion, and I thought that was awesome because some people tonight have been like having a hard time capturing emotion. I think the music was a little loud, and I felt like your note on boulevard sounded a little weird. Like, it just sounded slightly off to me, but overall I liked this, Dizzy, so good job.
Hey, Mega Dizzy. Kudos for the higher octave. Kudos for using the higher octave. Very, very brave for a gentleman. So well done. I did like the whisper on the smile. However, I think you did have quite a few tuning issues in there. So you need to make sure that you are in tune and give your all in the performance, but stay in the right key and tune and et cetera, et cetera. Okay?
Okay. So, that was Dizzy. And now we have to move on to our next contestant, which is... fake drum roll here. Insert here. Fake drum roll. I messed it up. Oh well. Our next person up is Valkyrie Celeste.
Everybody wants a thrill. Will the movie never end? It goes on and on and on and on. Strangers waiting up and down the boulevard, and shadows searching in the night.
You know, I've heard Valkyrie improved a lot as a singer since I've joined VH. Remember back in the days, singing at 8 and stuff, and you know, you've come a long way. And you're a really good singer, so. Let's see what the judges have to say, starting with the princess.
Hey, Valk. Yeah, I think that this was quite a good performance. I think at times it felt a little strained, so maybe just relax a little bit more with those vocal cords. And there were a couple of timing issues. I think you were out of time in a few parts of this. But otherwise, I thought it was pretty good.
All right, Valk. Okay, I felt like the main thing that really was noticeable in this was your timing and mixing seemed a little off. Like, it sounded like you were just a slight bit behind the music, and you sounded really quiet when the background singers came on. I think this song is good for your voice. I'd really like to hear the whole thing, because I think because you did this little section, you kind of lost some of that building, like, oomph from it that this song really has. Because, like, I think a huge part of the song is, like, it starts off, you know, kind of like, here's the story, and then it builds, and then it's like, don't stop. And I feel like because you only did this little section, that was kind of lost. So I wanted a little bit more oomph, but I thought your singing sounded nice. But I think whoever mixed this did kind of a weird job, personally. But good job.
Valk, I loved your energy. You were rushing the tempo a little bit, so it kind of got a little strange. I thought the first trill you did in the beginning wasn't quite right. It wasn't, like, terrible, but it was just a little bit off. And also, be careful not to overshoot the high notes. Sometimes you push them out so hard that they go a little bit above the pitch. I really like this song for your voice, though. I thought you had good energy and emotion, and you really put it out there. So, good job.
So, this is the end of part one for this episode. So, I suggest going back to the thread and clicking on part two for the next three singers, which you won't even know unless you were keeping track or something like that, but at least you won't know the order. So see you at part two.